Okay, shall we stop?
I don't see why not.
Yeah. Becky.
All righty.
Any questions?
So, when we met briefly in Senegal to talk about this, I think that the notion was that we wanted to sort of promote a more bottom-up implementation. So rather than a single, you know, one-time only opt out of the reorganized arrangement, permit countries to opt in over some period of time. What I don't know and what I couldn't figure out once I had the opportunity to go through the draft final report in greater detail was essentially whether we're proposing that to be the implementation for the entire sort of arrangement, because essentially what they're proposing is that this would be more or less sort of mandatory and immutable with respect to allocation among the of the board seats, but far less sort of one size fits all within each of the supporting organizations. And so the question I had is are we proposing that essentially within the CCNSO itself, the geographic regions, basically, you know, CC representatives would have the opportunity to opt into this reorganized structure, or are we suggesting that that is a sort of more pervasive, you know, that should expand beyond the CCs, the kind of opt-in approach that we're proposing.
If it doesn't apply to everything, and you're going to get different regional setups in different supporting groups now.
Well, it seems at a certain level, that seems to be what the working group report is sort of suggesting, which is to say the allocation of board seats would be based on geographic regions that mirror the RIRs, but each supporting organization would have the opportunity to propose a different allocation within its, you know, for ensuring diversity within, geographic diversity within its own operations.
Gotcha, okay.
So, I mean, in some ways it kind of assumes that there will that there could be some, you know, so that CCs could be organized regionally for its own purposes, for, you know, in whatever method the CCNSO wanted, although in the case, this paper says subject to, you know, board review, but that the allocation of seats at the board level would follow the RIR methodology.
So I think the first question is whether, say, for instance, if you look at the GAC, that is not organized regionally. That's one. And I think that's ASEC is not organized regionally either. RCEC is not organized regionally. That's the first. So you see already that some of the SOs and ACs are not organized regionally. So I think that's one. Secondly, I know from the geographic regions working group itself say there is a bit of, say, first of all, diversity, you know, geographic diversity as a main principle is adopted. And I think as a starting point for this group, it should, or for the CCNSO, it should be adopted as well.
Right.
And yeah, but because that's very important. Then the next question is, should all be the same?
Then right, I guess the question is, so for example, I mean, there are some, aren't there some geographic diversity requirements within for the GNSO Council and the like?
Yes, they are, but they're very lightweight. And they could live, with this one as well. But it's more, say, with the CECs, it's more pervasive. As the council, et cetera, is structured around this geographic regions notion.
Right. And so, I mean, but I'm not sure that it means that... Because the council is allocated, council seats are allocated on a geographical regions basis, that it's necessary that be the exactly the same as the geographic region setup used to allocate seats on the ICANN board.
Oh, I agree. But say, the question... I think to rephrase that is, again, should the council seats be allocated according to geographic region? And if so, should it be the five we have currently, or should it change? Because that's the first step. And then, the second step is, what is the mechanism of assigning these CCs to the different geographic regions? It's only then is whether you want to follow, because now, currently, we have a different mechanism as well. We already have the ability that within the CCs, some of the territories could switch from one geographic region to another. Nobody has done it so far, but they could.
Right. Presumably, the recommendation of the CNSO, I'm just making an assumption here, would be that we continue to allocate seats on the CCNSO Council on a geographic regions basis.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason to change that.
Yeah, I certainly don't.
No.
And then the question is, in general, do we have a problem with the RIR allocation model? I mean, that's at a high level. And then the second question is, assuming that as a general matter, the RIR model makes as much sense as any other model, we simply say, notwithstanding that, the way we would implement this is to say, any CC participating in the CCNSO can align itself with a different region based on the RIR model by electing to do so, as opposed to having the default be they're automatically moved, and they would have to, unless they take some kind of once-only opportunity.
Mm. So it's more the focus of the paper should be on the transition mechanism.
Right, on the transition mechanism, I think. Well, there's one other question, however, is that it seems like there's at least a suggestion in this that once there's a determination made, you have to kind of stick with it across organizations so that at some level, you know, the GNSO allocation would need to be the same as a CCNSO allocation. But I assume that we don't think that that's the case. I sort of don't think it matters how the GNSO council allocates its seats for CC purposes.
I don't see any reason to be concerned with it.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a bit for the outside world. I think it's more a perception thing than anything else. But for internal functioning, it doesn't matter. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, so that's the one thing. So I guess the question here is, I mean, are we talking about the transition plan? Are our comments designed to be the transition plan for the CCNSO, or are we talking about the transition plan for the allocation of ICANN board seats? Because those are two separate things.
Way more workload than we were thinking of.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure.
I thought we were just focused on the CCNSO.
Yeah, but in general, I think, say, if you look at the, if you look at the board seats, that's going to be the new structure, if you're following the recommendation, and that's the end goal of the working group. And if you don't change, say, and you want to have a reasonable consistency of geographic regions, which will not be achieved anyway, because some will not either opt out or opt in into that new mechanism. So, but it's probably the measure for the new structure. And it's more, if you focus on the CCs, it's more the transitioning from the current system to the new system than anything else.
But with respect to the operations of the CC, or with respect to the operations, the allocation of board seats, I mean that is the point where I started realizing that I was a little confused about what our task here.
Can I give you guys an example?
Yeah.
After discussions down here, it is very likely that AS will elect to remain in North America. Given that we do so, does this mean, A, we get our IP addresses from Aaron, or can we get them from AP Nick, or either one? I think from a network standpoint, it makes more sense to get them from AP Nick. And would our board represent, would we be in the North American region insofar as ICANN board representation is concerned, or would we be in the Pacific region?
Well, right now, where do you get your IP addresses from?
We have offers from both AP Nick and Aaron for IP address space.
Aha, so you're in the best of all possible worlds.
I'd like that to continue. Because for the ones that we, for what we're doing in North, for the infrastructure in North America, it makes sense to get them from Aaron, and for On Island, it makes sense to get them from AP Nick.
And if we had a ICANN meeting in American Samoa, would it be in the North America cycle or in the Asia Pacific cycle?
I would think, because if we elect to stay in North America, and so far as CCNSO is concerned, it would be in the North American cycle, but if we're bumped into the Asia board for board purposes, then it would be an Asia meeting.
I don't think we can stand to lose any possible venues in North America.
No, that's right. I mean, that is an interesting example of you know, if not necessarily confusion, but of a difference in I mean, is it North America? Is it Asia Pacific? And in the there's going to be lots of examples like that where there will be confusing. I think.
I think that'll be more the case for French Polynesia territories as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think, say, currently you're in the North American region, aren't you? Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah, and I think that the reason is, if you go back to the original makeup, they started to use this criteria of residency or citizenship to allocate territories, which is very weird. That was in 2001, I believe. So I think, depending on the choice you make, say under I don't know about American Samoa, say some of the French territories, say especially in the Caribbean, would move to North America. And I think the best example is the Cayman Islands, or it's not French, but Cayman Islands itself. That mm-hmm. would move to North America. And so for board purposes and for CC purposes, it would be part of North America. And I think currently they get their IP addresses from Aaron.
I believe that's the case, yes.
So maybe that's... say, if you would move, say, for CC purposes, you could elect to remain within the North American region. Because I think the suggestion is that you would move to APNIC.
So...
Yeah?
Well, let me just ask a question. Right now, Guadeloupe and Martinique, are they in the Europe region or are they in...
Yes.
Okay. So that's an example. But do they get their IP addresses from Aaron?
Aaron or LACNIC, yeah.
Okay. So the issue is then for purposes of allocating board seats, we would, they'd move to North America, or would they move
either,
to?
Yeah, either, depends on either whether they be served by Aaron or by LACNIC, yeah.
Okay, so there's that switch. That would affect how you count where people are from in terms of the board allocation.
Yeah.
And it would also provide more possible venues for meetings during the either North American or Latin American
meeting
cycle.
Yeah.
And from a CC perspective, whether they stay in Europe or move into North America or Latin America for CCNSO council purposes doesn't particularly matter with respect to you know, venues for ICANN meetings.
No, but it would matter, say, it would matter in principle for the election base for the North American region.
Yeah, I can see that being the issue because of the, it's so concentrated, there's so few North American members, And if there's this, if everyone can even opt out of the North American region, or we may, you know, it's already a problem. There's already a lack of, it's already too concentrated,
yeah.
And it would increase geographic diversity. To have a bigger region, there would be more opportunities for for new new people to participate, and it made certain processes would be easier if there were new, a larger
right.
group.
Right. Presumably, the CC operators in Guadeloupe and Martinique would understand that and be interested in moving, and it would be better for the CC organization. But, you know, I guess the issue is the government of France going to say, no, you have to stay in Europe?
That's one, and even and then again, it's a matter of, again, you boil down to the transition.
Well, but
what is the transition if the French government says, hey, you're staying with us in Europe? There's no transition.
No, there is no transition, but it means, say, it's the other way around. If you would impose the RER structure upon the CCNSO, they've offered already the opportunity to transition back to the current structure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either transitioning out or transitioning in.
But isn't this just a question of sort of whether it's uncomfortable for, you know, the Guadeloupe and Martinique to have to affirmatively say we would prefer to be in the North America region as opposed to, automatically that being the automatic default subject to, you know, a veto by them if they want to stay within Europe, or by the French government if they want them to stay within Europe.
Mm.
I mean,
personally, I think it should be, the whole thing should be an opt-in, that nothing changes unless you ask for it.
And well, the other issue I would say is how clear are the benefits to moving to the different CCs. I mean, it may be obvious to us. I don't know if it is, but that's just a question that I would put out there, is how much communication about the benefits or you know, the consequences of moving, what could those be? If it's just a matter of national pride and you like being affiliated with France, then you may not feel like moving. If you realize, though, that it can mean bigger representation on the board or new, better functioning processes, it might be more attractive. I don't necessarily find that those messages are that prevalent in the working group report or even in their presentations. I may have missed them, but I don't find that it's really that clear as to why it would be a benefit to move.
Yeah, I agree with you, Catherine. I don't think that gets communicated all that effectively. I'm not sure I understand. Certainly the government of France would recognize that, you know, having those CCs in the North America group would increase the possibility of diversity, frankly,
yeah.
Because it would give more choices within North America, which right now is, you know, pretty concentrated.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, certainly, insofar as council participation, yes, absolutely, and I think that's the way to market it to these guys. I mean, that's one of the primary motivations we have for staying in North America, is that it is so small.
Right.
Yeah.
So our voice isn't drowned out. I mean, Asia, and on the other hand, then Asia Pacific is way too big.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
As is Europe.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very bizarre. Yeah, I mean, I guess the overall.
How did we get here?
Well, yeah, it's an. I mean, this was an interesting question. It's hard for me to exactly figure out. But this still gets back to my question of sort of whether we have a view on clear. It seems pretty clear that we're comfortable with a, you know, you stay where you are unless you decide to change, and that happens within the CC, within the confines of the CC.
Mm-hmm.
The question is whether we have a view with respect to that same issue on the ICANN board.
Well, I don't know. I'm. I think.
One of the, essentially, what this report could be is the CCNSO's statement of its own transition plans. Or are we commenting on the sort of larger question?
Well, I think it would be a little odd for AS to be in North America so far as CC Council is concerned, but tossed into Asia Pacific insofar as board representation is concerned. So I think it's probably will behoove us to make a comment on this board issue as well.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I think so too.
And say, if you look at the other way around, you say for the board issue, if say territories are allocated to the proposed regions, so that's the RER regions, does it matter that say for the CC purposes you have a different regional division? Because that's rephrasing what you just said, Stephen.
I mean,
Right.
This only becomes a question if there is a difference between the preferences of the CC operator on the one hand and the government on the other, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Is it an idea, say, just before, say, because I think these are all very questions we need to address, but just have a first cut at writing these questions down and have a, say, just an outline of possible answers.
Okay, I can definitely do that. I just was when I was trying to write out what we were doing, it just became clear to me that I didn't know what we were doing. So
yeah. No, but this is the first step for an outline, and then we start. Then we can focus. Otherwise, we lose too much time.
Yep.
I'm a bit scared about timing.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll just take this conversation and put it into the, you know, sort of build out the outline and the questions to reflect this and then resend it.
Yeah. And Becky, would you be able to do that either tomorrow or Friday?
I think I'm going to do it today.
Yeah.
I sort of was intending to get a more, more comprehensive thing sent out.
Yeah.
But I needed to talk through what we were doing here.
Mm.
So I'll just do it now.
Okay, that would. So, and maybe it's an idea is if you sent this out, that say Catherine and I would. Catherine, would you have time on Monday?
Yes.
Is that we start to work out on some of the answers and we circulate that based on the outline?
Yeah, absolutely. Monday's just fine. Friday, Monday, and Yeah, I've got to.
So, Becky, if you send it round, so we start to divide a bit of the work on this, and that we try to meet up again next week,
okay,
either on mail or see what comes out of the the first round of drafting.
Okay.
And then, and based on that, then say we then we can start really discussing it even online. But then we have a bit of an understanding where we're heading.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good plan, Bart.
Okay, that's good, because that we can tell so on the council meeting, Becky.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, Stephen, you have anything else to add? You want to raise anything?
No. I will go back and put together. I'll flush out my example a little bit further so that.
Yeah.
And circulate that so that you have the concrete. Here's the situation now, and here are my questions about this and that. So let me put that example on paper so we all have it.
That's good.
Maybe ask if you resend it, ask Mathieu to do the same, because he runs some of these CCs. I think
that's who?
Mathieu.
Wow.
Okay.
He's on this working group as well.
Yes.
And ask him to do the same for one or two of his CCs. He runs both France and I think Martinique, but I'm not sure, or Guadeloupe, one of the two.
They run several.
Yeah?
Yeah, he has a few.
So that's another reason for him to propose the opt-in. Okay.
Okay.
We got
it. Alrighty. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.